Catholic League, Xavier Becerra is Biden's worst nominee for a cabinet post. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 19, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has blasted President Joe Biden's nomination of Xavier Becerra to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services, calling him a menace to life and liberty. In a searing essay Thursday, Dr. Donahue lays out 16 reasons why Becerra should not be confirmed for the post, including his feverish promotion of abortion at any time up to birth, his support for doctor-assisted suicide, and his serial attacks on religious freedom. It would be impossible to find a more enthusiastic advocate of abortion on demand, Donahue writes, and Becerra's extremist views on the practice place him well outside the mainstream. The Catholic League is not alone in opposing the confirmation of Becerra. An ad released Thursday from Heritage Action for America notes that Becerra supports government-run health care, sued Catholic nuns as California Attorney General, and would decriminalize illegal immigration. The ad also says that Becerra is a radical partisan and not a doctor and is the wrong appointee in the middle of a pandemic. For its part, the conservative Catholic Vote.org has called Becerra an extreme choice and Brian Birch, the group's president, said Becerra has a long record of open hostility to people of faith, and if confirmed, will serve as the abortion industry's puppet. In his own critique, Donahue echoes these criticisms but goes even deeper into Becerra's disturbing record. Becerra's lust for abortion even allows him to support partial birth abortion, a practice which allows the abortionist to crush the skull of a baby who is 80% born so that the child can exit the woman's birth canal, Donahue notes. His enthusiasm for abortion is such that as California Attorney General, Becerra sought to effectively close down all crisis pregnancy centers across the state that did not provide abortion or abortion referrals, Donahue observes. Also as Attorney General, Becerra brought felony charges against pro-life activists who went undercover to film Planned Parenthood officials trafficking in aborted baby parts, a coup that would have won a Pulitzer Prize for investigative journalism rather than criminal charges in a better world. As a congressman, he voted against a bill that would criminalize the killing of an unborn child during the commission of another crime. Because, for Becerra, the unborn child has no rights that the law needs to respect, Donahue writes. At least Becerra is consistent, Donahue notes. And his disdain for innocent human life at its beginning is matched by his disregard for it at its end. And his strong support for doctor-assisted suicide won him the kudos of the most radical proponents of this cause. Becerra has been a vocal adversary of conscience rights and has sought to trample them whenever possible. Few attorneys general in the United States fought more ferociously to deny the Little Sisters of the Poor their religious rights than Becerra, Donahue writes. At every stage, Becerra hounded them and he even filed lawsuits against the Trump administration for shielding the nuns from the HHS mandate. As a congressman, Becerra was a co-sponsor of the Equality Act, which would be the most serious assault on religious liberty ever enacted, Donahue observes. It would be hard to think of a more unfit person in the United States to serve as Secretary of HHS than Xavier Becerra, Donahue concludes. His positions on life and religious liberty make him an outlier and should automatically disqualify him from serving in this capacity. Follow at Williams Rome.